This is Intermezzo, and you're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin, and Mariana Gabi, the conductor of the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra, has joined me again to talk about the final concert of the season, taking place this Sunday, May 15th, at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Mariana has a long history here in Las Cruces as a professor, as a violinist, chamber musician, conductor of the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra, and now the New Horizons. Welcome back, Mariana.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is wonderful to have you here always. So this is quite a concert. This is the second year, I believe, that you've got a young people's competition.
Yes, we have a young artist competition at the university, and we have a tie this year. So we're featuring two young artists. One is a flautist, very, very musical, just a beautiful young man who's a student of Dr. Lisa Van Winkle. And he's performing the Mozart concerto in G, the last movement, the rondo. And just does a beautiful musical job. And then by contrast...
And let me just introduce him. His name is Dominique Lohar.
Yes, Dominique Lohar. And then by contrast, we have a xylophone who's doing a very modern piece and extremely gifted, very, very technically challenging piece for the orchestra. It has lots of chromaticism and lots of pentatonic scales, and it's just very challenging and very, very technical. So we've got a wonderful competition this year with two wonderful winners, and we're very proud to keep this ongoing, we hope.
And the xylophone player is Nathan Dossi.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Just make sure I'm sorry that they couldn't make it today to give their own
impressions.
Unfortunately,
this is finals week.
Yes.
And as much as I would like to have had them, they were just not available.
Absolutely. But they're both students here at New Mexico State.
Yes.
And the competition is for New Mexico State University students?
Yes, it is.
All right.
And they must be studying with a music professor at the university. And we've had quite a number of students in the competition, and quite good musicians. It was a very difficult selection this year, and we had three judges, and they picked two wonderful winners. Tanner is just a delightful young man who is going to go places, I'm sure. And like I say, Dominic is the most musical I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, it's wonderful to give them this opportunity to be able to play for a different audience, a large audience. You always have a full house.
I think, Leora, I always remember how thrilling it was for me to perform the first time with orchestra. And I think it's a beautiful thing to do for young people. Even though we are not a professional orchestra, we do give them an opportunity to hear what it sounds like. It's so different with piano, you know, and an orchestra background is so exciting, and it's the real deal.
Yeah.
And no matter how we do it, it's still better than not having that experience. I know I was thrilled when I first started. I couldn't believe the difference it made in my life to play with an orchestra.
Yeah. So you've got Mozart, and let's just talk for a minute about Toshiro Mayuzumi, whose xylophone concertino you're performing with Nathan Dossi. A Japanese composer, no longer alive, and he wrote a tremendous amount for the Japanese film industry, something like 100 film scores.
Yes, he was a well-known film musician in his day. He also wrote quite a bit for percussion, and especially this xylophone concerto, which is very famous and has been performed worldwide, and it is exciting. It's a very, very interesting piece, and I think that Tanner does a great job with it, and people are going to be, they don't know this man. I didn't know him either. He passed away about 20 years ago, but it's very exciting, and it's certainly a thrill to have a young man perform so well.
Yes, wonderful. So you have a contemporary piece. You've got the couple of pieces by Mozart. You'll be doing the flute concerto and also the overture to Don Giovanni.
Ah, my favorite.
All right. And then, of course, in a program like that, the natural thing would be to have something from the Romantic era, and you've got the New World Symphony, the very beloved Ninth Symphony of Dvorak.
Yes.
Let's just talk about that for a little bit. What a wonderful piece.
Yes, I think it's a beautiful program. I mean, we have to start with something like Don Giovanni or an overture, because we must. I always have a menu.
Which is very much the way programs are made. Yes,
I was taught that way. You know?
Yes.
it has to be a menu. And so Mozart overture to open the program is a necessity for me. And Don Giovanni is such a wonderful overture. You know, we have a lot of fun with it, because I say to my people, well, you know, in the opening, da 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 da, are you going to stay on earth, or are you going to hell? You know, Don Giovanni is a beautiful opera, and it has such a moral in it. I just think it's a great opener. And then, of course, we'll have the Dominic, who will play the rondo from the concerto, and we'll end the first part with Dominic. So it had to have a symphony on the second half.
Yeah.
And Dvorak New World is something special, and everyone loves it. There must be 1,000 recordings of it. And I know that our orchestra is trying very hard to perform this work. And again, it's called the New World. I suppose, in a way, people want to think of it as something that influenced Dvorak while he was in America. But it's really Czech music. The folk songs, and it's all there, you know. Naturally, there's that wonderful second movement theme with
Largo.
With the English horn, beautifully played by our David Carlson. And I'm thrilled that he's doing this for us, because he does such a great job. And I mean, that alone is worth the admission, which is, of course, no charge. but that alone is worth coming to hear the symphony.
Yeah.
And we're doing our best. You know, we're not a professional group. I always say, do not listen to the notes if you want a perfect performance. I recommend highly, I recommend James Levine and the Chicago Symphony. It's just perfection. But if you want a musical experience, I think we're doing pretty well. And I think you will enjoy it, knowing that we are a group ever so large now. We're growing all the time. We have lots of young people who have joined us, which is amazing to me to see how many young people are there. And the string section has really blossomed. I think that they will be surprised to hear some of the beautiful moments that we all have. Unfortunately, our clarinetist was called away on an emergency, so Dr. Leroy Borchardt is stepping in at the last minute, which is, of course, a treat.
Yes, wonderful clarinetist who teaches here at New Mexico State also. Well, it is Czech music by Dvorak, but, you know, he was here. He was missing home. He was here for 3 years. He missed his homeland so much. So there is that sense of the music that he'd left behind. But there is something extraordinary about the music that Dvorak wrote in the United States, his American String Quartet and the New World Symphony.
That's right, and the
also
concerto.
And that's right, the cello concerto.
Yeah.
They all have a quality that's a little bit different than the other music he
but
wrote.
But I think that's also maturity.
That could be, yes.
I mean, you know, I see it in so many composers in their mature years. I mean, Falstaff, you know, in Verdi is just a masterpiece and so different from everything else he ever wrote.
Yes, know. So among the many tragedies of classical music was that we didn't get to hear what Mozart or Mendelssohn or some of
or Beethoven
or Schubert
even, because he
right.
died at 57. That's young,
right.
you
that's
know.
Right.
And
yeah.
of course, Dvorak died, I think, about 66
yes,
or so.
66.
However, he wrote that New World Symphony in New York, mm-hmm. not in Spillville, Iowa,
yeah.
in New York.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I'm sure that composers are influenced by what surrounds them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we say that's Italian, that's Czech, that's Russian. Because, of course, there's a folklore, there are dances, there's colors, there's all kinds of reasons
yeah.
why a composer makes the music the way he does. But there could be this haunting melody that is in that Largo that makes us want to think of the plains of Spillville, Iowa, or something that might have influenced him.
And it is a magnificent, huge work, actually. It's quite a large
work. Yes. Daunting.
Yes, it's a big four movements, but they're all one more beautiful than the next. They are
yes.
a wonderful work.
Very difficult. Exciting. Very difficult because there's so much going on in each movement. The second, the third, and the fourth, the transitions are what is so difficult because you have to immediately go into a very different
mood.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is what makes the symphony at one time so beautiful and so exciting, and at another time to perform it so difficult because to change gear like that, you know, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Especially when you have 70, 75 people that are doing it, you know, together. So we're going to blow you away with some of our musicianship. And there are moments that will be beautiful, I'm sure. And
they always are. And it's always a treat. And I have been to many of your concerts. And it is a wonderful treat. And there's just nothing like being in a live concert. There is an electricity in the air and a palpable sense of communion, if you will, between the orchestra and the audience.
And it's a fleeting moment. Mm-hmm. It's just so difficult.
Yeah.
You know, music is a fleeting moment. You could have done it so well in rehearsal and then botch it in a concert. You never know what's going to happen.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa. It has happened.
That's right.
And that's what we're hoping for.
Well, thank you so much, Mariana Gabi, for coming in. The concert is this Sunday. It's the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra, a wonderful group of professionals and amateurs and all generations who come together three times a year for these concerts. It's at the Atkinson Recital Hall at 3:00. Mariana Gabi will be conducting, and two young soloists, students here at New Mexico State, Nathan Dossi on the xylophone and Dominique Lohar on the flute. Good luck to all of you.
Well, thank you so much, Leora. That was very kind, and I hope people will understand who we are and appreciate our effort.
I'm sure they
and
will.
And you're very kind to have us. Thank you.
Always my pleasure.